Well, Dean, that was some game. What did you think?
Yeah, as you said, I think it's the minimum we deserved out of it. I think first 45 minutes, we were organised, playing for a game plan, and we counter-attacked at pace and we created opportunities. Second half, we could have probably gone 1-0 within the first minute of the second half period. Disappointed, but then we get caught, and you're thinking a bit of a scruffy set piece. It ricochets off about three or four people, and it finds its way in the bottom corner. After that, they put us under a lot of pressure, and we had to gamble and come out of shape and leap bodies forward to try and get the equaliser, but one or two times they broke and broke on numbers at pace at us, and their final ball probably weren't good enough on the day. They didn't kill us off, but our lads kept going and give my boys credit in there. The resilience that they showed was outstanding.
Liam Roberts has made one great save for you at 1-0 as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, look, without playing it down, that's his job. The lads in front of him give absolutely everything, and when he's called upon, he plays his part too.
And Andy Cook, you brought him off the bench to score, and that's exactly what he's done nearly.
Yeah, look, he can take so much pleasure in that, and he can take him forward with confidence on it, and he's been unlucky the last few weeks. A few blocks have been happened. You look at Rochdale, he could have put us 3-0 up, and he's hit the keeper's flush in the face, and it's not gone for him, but it's gone right in the bottom corner.
And did he take the news he wasn't playing today okay?
Yeah, look, he understood, and I had a chat with him and Kieran, and explained the reasons why, and he was more tactical. It's nothing to do with performances. They've been outstanding, and it was just something we had to look at, and they play with the extra bodies in the middle of the park. It was always going to be difficult for us, and it's something that we had to match them up.
Yeah, you made the change of shape today. Isaiah Osborne sitting in front of the back four, and the other four guys behind Morgan Ferrier.
Yeah, as you said, we've looked at, and we analysed them, and we felt that was the best way to go today. And I think when we broke first off, we went from a block of five into just three, four, five bodies breaking forward. We knew we could be on a counter-attack. We got pace in the team and willing runners, and they want to run forward.
Yeah, Josh Gordon worked really hard for you wide, didn't he?
You know what you're going to get from Josh, and that's what he does. He gives you absolutely everything. He worked wide, he dropped into his shape, and he broke forward. And we pushed him the other night, got 90 minutes, and towards the end, I think a little bit of fatigue kicked in.
But you're still unbeaten after seven games of the season. That's some start, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we're happy how it's gone. It could be better. It could be a lot worse. We'll take the positive out of it today. We showed the characters come from 1-0 behind and come to one of the division's favourites. I mean, we're favourite to go down. These favourites to go up. And if I'm honest, we went toe-to-toe with them. And if we take our chances early on, I think we could have come away with a victory. But, you know, well, I think on a reflecting and looking at the game, probably 1-1 was a fair result.
The key, though, too, it was resilience. You've mentioned it already, haven't you?
Yeah, look, as I've said, it's a changing room. They're together, they've got each other's back. No matter who goes out there, give a full-on shift for the fans, for the football club and for each other. And we're working hard, they're working hard in training every single day, and it's setting good habits.
And Zeli Ishmael wasn't involved today. What's the news of him?
He had a little bit of time. He came off last week with a bit of a reaction on his hamstring. And he's not far away, but he's just not ready yet.